Welcome, guys. Expand to the Cloud Brokerage Podcast number 11. I know it's been a minute that we've been back at this, but we want to give you some amazing content from different agents around the country. We actually got Scott Reed on the call today, and he is he was with the Independent Brokers for almost 21 years, and on top of that, he joined EXP in May. You got David Upchurch just killing it out there. And David always talk about Scott. So this is the Scott Reed is the person that actually went. David actually went to Scott Reed before he joined EXP. Obviously, David also approached me about EXP as well, bringing my independent brokers to EXP as well. So we're gonna hear from Scott today. What was his reasoning? What was his story? You know, and your background, Scott, too, as well. Tell us more about you and why you really felt after 21 years in the independent brokers. Decided to say, you know what, I have to make a switch. After 21 years, that's loyalty right there.
Yeah, I actually was not looking to make a change company-wise. I talked to David here quite a bit, actually, but I was looking to make changes with technology. My brokerage has a good CRM, but I didn't have automation. It didn't take care of any of the marketing components. I didn't have the ability to import a lot of leads into it without a manual import. Nothing was happening in an automated fashion. And as I was looking for more, David started telling me about EXP. And he gave me a lot of the benefits. I think I'm a little unique because the revenue share, that's not why I came to EXP. I didn't want to be a recruiter. It wasn't the piece that appealed to me. I've always been a single independent agent, and I love doing that. So we talked about revenue share, and I think I threw David for a loop a little bit when I said I'm not interested in that, but I've looked at what it cost me to get resources like KV Core and, you know, what I have to invest to get a program similar to Make It Rain, or the time and energy and resources required to communicate and connect with agents across the country to get new ideas about things that are going on in New York or Charlotte or Las Vegas. With EXP, I have access to all of that. The workplace app, where they're sharing a ton of valuable information, it just kept resonating that there was all this value pouring in, and I wasn't getting that out of my brokerage at that time, primarily because I wasn't spending a lot of time there any longer. I've been doing this 21 years. I don't need somebody to hold my hand. I didn't need to talk to my broker every day. I didn't need a lot of the things that they offer, which are very good. I never say anything negative about where I was. I stayed 21 years and love everyone there. But this transition gave me everything I was looking for from developing a development standpoint for the next phase of my business.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. And with your previous broker, I mean, what did you have and technology-wise? Did you have the website? Did you have SkySlope? I mean, was it more about trainings? And did you have a CRM?
We had a CRM. It was a good system. Had no automated features. So there was no mass text capability, no drip campaigns. We didn't have access to that. We did use SkySlope. So SkySlope has always been very comfortable to me, and also the preferred platform from a document management standpoint or transaction management. I had a web page that was just a front end of the broker's backend system. With KV Core, I have a web page that I control all the content in. I can customize that. I can create landing pages out of that. I can create squeeze pages. I had none of that ability before, unless I was spending just for a setup for landing pages, it was going to be about $100-$120 a month. If I wanted and that did the automated and drip campaigns with a CRM, I was looking at systems. They were anywhere from 800 a month to 2,000, depending on how many leads I wanted to import and how much content I wanted to push out. I get all of that for zero with XP, and that's what I loved about it.
So let me take a step back. I don't know if anybody heard what he just said. He goes, yes, his broker did provide some sort of CRM, was an automation, but he didn't have control of that, which is very important. And now you have full control, correct? I mean, this is your complete CRM. If you decide, you know, if when you were with a different broker, that broker kept that CRM or whatever the data that was there, but this is your data. This is for you. Everything is yours in here, correct?
100% correct. Yes. So
yeah, I don't want my brokerage owning my CRM.
Right.
I don't want it because if I ever leave that brokerage, they keep not only the CRM, they keep the data that's inside that CRM that I put in there. I put that data in there. Those are my clients. Those are my, that's my information that I've collected and spent a lot of time and effort and money in putting that data in there. And then I go to my broker and say, hey, I'm leaving. And I go to my CRM and type my password in and it says that it's been changed.
Right.
That's happened multiple times to people that have moved to eXp. They go back to their CRM 5 minutes after they told their broker they're going to leave and go to and leave. They change their password and all that data is gone. They go back to the brokerage and the brokerage is like, well, we own the data. Yep. I don't want my brokerage owning my data.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, that's where, I mean, a lot, if anybody's watching this and that, you know, they're brand new to the business. And obviously if you don't have a CRM, I know David screams and yells about, that's your business right there. So you need a CRM. And obviously, Scott, you said that it actually costs you nothing at eXp?
No, it's part of the eXp package. It's included in my $85 a month technology fee.
And have you looked at like actually going out and trying to get a CRM? And you said it before too, how much would it cost?
I looked at comparable systems. One is the system we use. I was looking at $800 to $1,500 a month minimum. And wow, that could go up, or there could have been add-on fees depending on how much content I wanted to push out, how many leads I was bringing in, and how many services I want. I get a complete package with eXp, and I'm not paying any extra for it.
Okay.
The decent CRMs that are not as high quality as KV Core, but are still really good, right? Are still $250 a month.
Yeah, $200 to $600, and a lot of them didn't have what I was looking for.
No, the huge bells and whistles are the 800s and the 1500s, but the decent ones that aren't as good are still $250. And with at eXp, they're providing that to us really at no charge. And we do have a monthly fee, but I think most companies do.
Well, I'm not even paying an IDX fee.
Yeah.
A lot of those sites, I mean, I was paying an IDX fee on top.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, I didn't catch up on that either. You're absolutely right.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm paying $25, was paying $25 before just for the IDX feed.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And probably $150 initial setup fee to get the feed started.
Yeah.
Automation. Okay, so go ahead, David.
Go ahead. I was going to say, so talk to, we know the technology, the KV Core, how powerful that is. And Scott is, he's one of those guys that knows technology really, really well and can dig into it. But talk to us about the other stuff, the collaboration, the training, you know, do you feel like you're on an island because you don't have an office of 200 agents to go to anymore?
I don't feel like I'm on an island. I've replaced some of that with just my own networking, and it's more with clients than with agents. But the collaboration piece, literally any time from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m, I can jump in to an area called the world. I can get up, walk around, talk to people. There are agents from all over the country and really now all over the world in there.
Yeah.
And get ideas. I mean, there are things that I learned in the world that different platforms are doing in other cities that haven't made it to Indianapolis yet. I can start seeing what's coming here. I can see other areas that are already went through the trends that Indianapolis has went through. Get ideas of how people dealt with that. If I want to talk to somebody about team building, I can go in and attend classes, attend seminars, interact with people. And it's an avatar to avatar conversation. I've got a great avatar. I look awesome. Not nearly as chubby as I am now. And people seem to like me better with my avatar. Pretty much. But no, it's fantastic. So no, I definitely don't feel like I'm on an island. I also spend a lot of time in workplace. I don't know that a lot of people use that. It's relatively new Facebook platform that's designed for employers. So organizations will have their collaboration environment is in Facebook in this area called Workplace. There are probably 500 groups in workplace that share everything from marketing ideas to sign ideas, evaluate my sign ideas. You can talk about contracts. You can talk about social media. You can talk about podcasts, anything that you want to discuss. There's a group for it. If not, you can be the first to build a group.
Create a group.
I mean, it's true. If you build a group in there, people show up and participate and engage and share what they're doing or share what they're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. And in that group recently, I keep saying this, you know, commercials obviously coming out pretty strong, and you know, I'm part of that group, and they share everything, how to make an offer. If you haven't been in commercials, a different way to make an offer, how to actually evaluate a property, how to price a property. So it's amazing that all the content that you get in front of your desk, instead of going out to these conferences and spending so much money or going to this networking event. I got invited to a couple of networking events. I'm like, I'm already in one, but it's in the world, right? So that's really important. Now, when you do your trainings in the world, and a lot of people, you know, say, hey, how weird is it? Like, does somebody actually answer your question? Does somebody actually hears you out? What has been your experience with that?
Yeah, the world, I mean, it's like you're sitting in a classroom. You can literally put your hand up. They'll send your question when you're ready. You can also do some instant messaging with the trainers, which one of the things I love about being in the world in the class, I'm not getting a trainer sitting in RECP Real Estate School or something like that. It's somebody who is actively engaged selling with EXP in a different part of the country. Some of them have been in my part of the country. Some of them are ICON agents. But it is real-world application being brought in. And just a small tip that I learned, it's somebody that I didn't expect to learn a lot in this class. It was the first class I'd taken. It was a marketing class. It was something as simple as putting your name on every photograph that you put on the web. When you do that, you start trending in search engines. Yeah. Never dawned on me. I post a lot of content, but I'd put my name on my content. Wasn't putting my name or hashtags in photos. Started doing that, my KV core site all of a sudden starts resonating and starts trending, and I'm getting organic growth out of that I'm not paying for.
And I never even thought of that. That's pretty smart.
What's that?
I said I never even thought of that. So you're naming, and now I got a question. So you're naming the picture something. You're not putting your name on the actual picture itself. You're naming the picture.
You're naming the push. Every picture has something called metadata. And it talks about the time, the date, the location, who took the photo. So in your case, you might put David Upchurch Real Estate on not just one, on every single listing photo that you put on the web. So when you're uploading your photo,
I love it.
Real Estate in your metadata, all that content pushes David Upchurch Real Estate. So it's just a small little trick to get more of your information.
So instead of naming the picture living room 4, you name it David Upchurch Real Estate or David Upchurch whatever or whatever.
Room 4 or 5.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
In a sense, yes, and you can do it that way, but you're just putting your name and your hashtags in the metadata. So you might put David Upchurch Real Estate. You might put Waxhaw Real Estate. You might put South Charlotte Real Estate.
We need to talk some more after this. Okay. I could go down a wormhole.
I literally have a half a page of a Word document that every one of my photos, I drop this half page in metadata, and it's all of the search. It's basically all of the keywords that I'm looking for people to search for to try to pull myself into.
So wait.
The knowledge being dropped.
Yeah, so can I ask you a quick question, right? So what you're telling me right now, the information that you're giving us right now is getting you a lot more leads for free? Just about the information?
I've generated probably 25 leads over the last 2 months that I've not paid for. They're coming in, and it took me a minute to figure that out because all of a sudden I wasn't doing any marketing. I pulled my Facebook ads for a couple of days, and I had 5 leads come in. Wow. Could not figure out where it was coming from. Couple of them didn't get them on the phone. Got a hold of one person. He's like, "Yeah, your name was in your site was in a search engine."
And that came from an idea from a training class that you took in the cloud from somebody that probably doesn't even live in Indianapolis.
No, this lady lives. I believe it was Arizona that she was from.
Wow.
That's the training and the collaboration that I talk about all the time that is so powerful that we've created here at eXp. It's literally amazing, and it's nice to hear that what I'm preaching is somebody else is actually seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny because you look at the titles, and look, I've done this 21 years. I look at the titles, and I feel like I know that, and I know that, and I know that. But if you take 30 minutes to jump into one of those classes, it's not that you don't know what's going on in the class. There's one or two pieces of information that somebody else has thought of that I haven't, and they're little nuggets of gold.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, every class, and even though when I used to go to conferences and spend $1,500, $2,000, right, with the drinking and everything, but at the end of the day, it's like I'm only going for like a couple of, like three things I want to implement, and those three things will get me to the next level, to the next level. And here, you don't have to spend that money. You could go to the class in the cloud and get the information that you want, so that way you could implement that right away too as well. So the path of growing faster is here, right? That's what the platform kind of provides you, not just waiting, okay, when is the next conference, when is the next meeting, or when is this happening? It's just, hey, it's happening instantly. It's happening right now, right this time. So go get the information that you need in order for you to go ahead and grow your business. Thank you.
And there's there's like 40 classes a week. There's always something. You don't have to have downtime. You can always be engaged in something and picking up some new idea.
Yeah. And especially for new agents that I bring in right now, I walk them through the whole world. There's a concierge just waiting for you to give you orientation and show you where everything is. And you know, where the accounting is, where the team services or agent onboarding services, where transaction coordination goes, also where all the classes are. So, and it's happening.
I was in accounting last night at 7:51 p.m. while I was sitting at my daughter's, I was in a parking lot waiting on my daughter to get down from volleyball. I jumped on my laptop, I tethered it to my phone, jumped into the world, went into accounting, and got one of my commission questions answered. And it was amazing. There's no way. I mean, the time I thought about, you know, I mean, I have a question, within 3 minutes I had the answer. And that was me logging in and everything. There's no way. There's not another brokerage there's not another brokerage like that that you can do that with.
Yeah. And you spent 2 minutes too long tethering it to your laptop. If you download the world app, you can jump right in, click on the room, and it'll walk you right into accounting and ask your question.
Yeah. You're getting knowledge today. You're getting knowledge.
There's that knowledge. There's that tech knowledge that Scott drops on me all the time.
Look, I'm a nerd in that regard. I absolutely love the technology. I mean, it fascinates me, everything that we have access to, and I haven't even scratched the surface of it yet.
Yeah.
So when David did talk to you about the company, what was going through your process? What was going through your head? Like, I mean, for me, it was dissecting it for three days, and I'm just looking at this, like, turning it upside down, trying to, like, grab a, you know, knife and trying to poke at it every single day. Like, there's something there that David's not looking at. I got to look at this for him. I know there's something there. Because I was telling David, you're making the worst decision ever. You know, you're doing $60 million. What is wrong with you? And he said, you got to look at it. Just tell me, you know, and I was doing that every single day. What were you doing? What was in your thought process? What were you thinking about?
My very first thought was, I'm not looking to change. I'm doing okay here. I'm doing the transactions I want. I don't need to change things up right now. We talked a little more. Yeah, basically David sucked me into it. He said, just take a look at it and tell me what holes you would poke in it so you can help me. And I started looking at it, and I was looking at it from David's point of view, and all of a sudden I couldn't poke holes in it. And that made me wonder why I was wasting my time looking at it from David's point of view and not mine.
Yeah.
And I started looking into it in a lot more detail and comparing it to the research that I'd already done because I was looking at different websites. I'd looked at KV Core. I'd looked at some of the other larger name websites. It was conversion at that point. I'd looked at some of the mid-range things, and I knew what I would spend on those systems. The the ability to buy stock with NEXP at a discount was huge to me. I didn't want to participate in revenue share necessarily because I wasn't looking to become a recruiter, but I don't have a solid retirement plan.
Right.
So taking 5% of every commission and buying EXP stock at a 20% discount, that's going to add up considerably for me over the next 20 years.
You know, one of the things real quick is when I really started, and I tell the story all the time, when I really started looking at this thinking, man, this might be something I want to do. There was two people that I reached out to, and it was both of these guys right here. And I reached out to Rummy, like I said, because he was, you know, our business plans and our growth has always been very, very similar, right? So I wanted to talk to him and respect him and get his opinion on what it would look like for me as a broker owner that's doing $60 million a year, that has a team and has brick and mortar and has all this and that. Then I also wanted to go to Scott because Scott was a single agent, never wanted to own a team. He wanted to just do his thing, doesn't want to do $60 million a year, wants to do his business and that's it. But he's also, Scott is a very intellectual guy. He will, if he can't poke a hole in this, I'm like, okay, you can't poke a hole in this thing because he just thinks outside the box. But I also knew it was two different perspectives. And I tell people all the time, I go, one of them said, EX what? What's the name of the company? And one of them said, you're a crazy fool. What are you doing? You're not joining EXP. Things, you're killing it. Don't do this. And my response was, just tell me why not and I'll listen. And for you, Scott, that said, what's the name of the company again? I knew that you both would independently, as friends, would research this and tell me what I was missing. And now both of you guys both joined immediately, pretty much. I mean, we all kind of joined at the same time. And that's been about a year ago, or a little more than a year ago. And I know for me, and I'm sure I speak for both of you guys, it was a great decision.
Yep.
So I appreciate both of you guys for one really looking at it, but also having it as a different, you know, two different perspectives. And that just shows me that, you know, because I wouldn't have joined if it would have been good just for teams and not for individual agents. It had to be good for everybody, or I was just going to continue to do what I was doing. So knowing that Scott looked at it and said, hey, wait a minute, this is good for me too. Then I'm like, hey, maybe I'm even really more onto something than I thought.
Well, the thing that I've noticed, and this comes from the collaboration environment, it ties into that. Regardless of what, you're right, I'm not like either of you, and that I don't want 10, 15, 20 person teams.
Right.
But there's a person like me in every state in the country, or multiple people like me that I can learn from that maybe aren't team building, but they're finding ways to grow from just an independent agent standpoint. There are big teams like you that, I mean, there are people that can support anything you're doing there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the collaboration is huge.
Yeah. And the collaboration is really, really huge. And, you know, yesterday I got a phone call from another team brokerages like I had David, and she's like, is this real? She's like, you're one of the guys who came in New York. Is this real? And I had to take a step back, and I had to put, you know, go back where I was in her shoes in the beginning. And I said, if I'm in your shoes, it doesn't seem real. But after, 8 months, I'm on the 8th month right now, I got more. Because one of the most important thing to me was, like, I'm at 100%. Why in the world would I, that's the first thing. Why would I give you $16,000? Well, tell me what the reason is behind that. And today I could tell you, I have more in stocks, and I made, and you guys don't want to talk about it, but I'll do it. I made more in revenue share than I would have done in my own independent company. More, not just, so I'm 100 and plus. So when I replied back to her, And then the second question I said, what are you going to do? Who else is in your business? Is anybody else getting into the business? Your kids, your family? She goes, no. I said, what about your legacy? What's going to happen then? Because you built your company, you know, and what's going to happen then? And she goes, huh? Oh, then again.
And that's when I went to the mastermind, David. That's what I learned too as well. I don't know if you remember the ERA person that was there. And 300 agents, she lost, you know, she didn't lose. She just let everybody go for a family situation. But that's when it struck me. And I'm like, okay, I'm working so hard to build this company. What's going to happen after? So that was my aha moment. And like, okay, this is it. This is the cream of the crop. Like, this is where we have to be at.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I mean, David mentioned a little company. I know this is kind of the last piece for me, but when I first came into this business, the broker that I worked for wasn't a member of the Board of Realtors, and no one had heard of the company we were working for. I mean, we were completely non-existent, but we marketed really well. We happened to focus on a lot of new construction, and I learned then people were buying from me, not the name on my card necessarily. Yes. And that made the decision so much easier, because EXP wasn't really a big thing in Indianapolis when I decided to transition over. They're growing now. They're actually growing exponentially in Indiana now. But at that point, there wasn't a whole lot of talk about EXP yet. I mean, there was some mumblings in the corners, but this doesn't change your business. It enhances it. And it's about the tools you have.
Yep. There you go. I think we couldn't end this up any better. This or what you said again, this actually enhances your business. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't looked at EXP, you know, definitely if you're in Indiana or anywhere, reach out to Scott if you have any questions. Scott, how do they reach you?
They can reach me. My email address, scott@scottreedteam.com. You can also give me a call on my cell phone. That telephone number is 765-228-1038.
Great. And again, guys, we actually launched our website, expandtocloud.com. Go there, watch all the podcasts there, get more information. We're adding a lot of content. You'll get all the live events that's going on too as well. And if you want to book an appointment with David and I, you could just, our number is there. You could give us a call directly. Reach out to Scott as an independent individual. Moved from a 21 working for somebody for 21 years, and why, what he looked at, and, you know, talk to him about the technology and why he moved. So guys, thank you. Let's wrap it up. It was an amazing call today, and tune into the next one. Have an amazing day, guys. Take care.
Two favorite realtors in the world right here. Both of these guys have had a huge impact on my career, and I appreciate you both.
All right. Awesome. Thank you for that.
Later.
Be advised that the topics and contents discussed in this podcast are opinions intended as general information based on personal accounts and experiences by the hosts Rumi Danoa, David Upchurch, and their guests. We recommend that listeners seek professional advice or research before making a business decision. This podcast is produced separately and independently from EXP Realty and is not sponsored or funded by EXP Realty.